In the spirit of true confession, I wasn't very happy with yesterday's Here's a Thought recording. I thought I missed a couple of things and didn't connect a couple of dots that I probably should have. So I thought about going back and just re-recording it, and then I thought, no, I'll try it again today from a slightly different angle. So hence, Here's a Thought titled, Recognizing Excellence, Second Attempt. And this will pertain more to photographers, shall we say, of a certain age, certainly of my generation and earlier. And that has to do with the fact that so many of us didn't have an opportunity to see original fine art photographs by master photographers and printers until a little later on in our career. Like many photographers of my generation, I was introduced to photography with books. And the printing of books back in the 60s and 70s and even into the 80s was a little suspect. The technology wasn't quite there, and so what we saw was okay. But then we would go to a gallery or to a museum or attend a workshop, and we would see an original print by a master printer, and it just blew our socks off. That experience was the first time so many of us saw photographic excellence, and it made a huge difference. I know many photographers who have said that they became hooked by photography in the instant in which they first saw an original gelatin silver master photograph by a master printer. Until then, they basically had no idea what excellence was. Because we'd run into the darkroom, and whatever we produced in there, no matter how bad it was at least an image, and we oftentimes felt rather proud of it, and didn't realize how bad it was until we compared it to a master print by a master photographer. And simply said, the moral of that story is, if you want to produce excellent work, you first have to know what excellent work is. And the way you know that is by surrounding yourself with excellence, which, in retrospect, is one of the main reasons to attend a photographic workshop, at least in my generation. Yeah, we signed up for a workshop because we wanted to learn the zone system or some specific technique that the instructor could teach us. But what actually happened was all the techniques that we learned were eventually abandoned, particularly with the digital revolution, and don't pertain to our life much anymore. But the learning to identify and appreciate excellence in a print, that became the foundation of understanding aesthetics and excellence for the rest of our photographic life. I didn't recognize that as an important part of my attending workshops back then, but it was. Well, how does that pertain to today, to you, for example? I think the same lesson is still pertinent, but it's slightly different these days. The quality of book printing these days is much higher than it was back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and so the difference between a commercially printed book and the same image seen in an original print just isn't as great as it used to be. And so we don't have that wow experience that we had way back then when we saw our first highly crafted, beautifully executed master print from a master photographer. We just don't have that experience anymore. We look at the book, it looks pretty good. We go look at the original print. There's not that much difference between the two. We say, yeah, okay, the book looks like the print does. So how do we surround ourselves with excellence today? And if the same principle about surrounding ourselves with excellence pertains today, how? How does it pertain that we should surround ourselves with excellence? Well, there's one specific example that to me really strikes home, and that is the difference between seeing a print, even if it's an inkjet print by a master photographer, compared to seeing that same image on a computer screen or an iPad, or even worse, projected onto a blank wall or a screen or even worse, a bedsheet, which is what I see happen so often in workshops today. When I started going to workshops in the early 80s, it was a fairly standard thing for photographers to bring hundreds of prints for all of us to see. We couldn't help but be surrounded by excellence because of the nature of showing work. Today, I'm not sure that's the case. Maybe if your final destination for your artwork is a PDF that's going to be seen on a laptop screen or an iPad, then maybe the instructor showing you a laptop screen or an iPad might make sense, might be a way to surround yourself with excellence. But the greatest chances are you, on your computer or with your iPad, can produce work that is, technically at least, as good as the instructor. There's not a lot to learn there. Some, but not like there was 50 years ago. The worst case scenario, however, is when a workshop instructor uses a projector and a screen to show their work, or worse, a projector and a blank wall, or hanging up a bed sheet or something like that to project an image onto. That's not surrounding yourself with excellence. So the bottom line is this. If you want to improve your work, if you want to redefine what excellence is and raise the bar for your own standards of excellence, the best way to do that is to surround yourself with excellence. And that can be a book that's printed particularly well. It can be an instructor who brings original prints to the workshop for you to see and examine up close. Excellence can be found in lots of places, but we have to search for it. We have to specifically surround ourselves with excellence so that we know what excellence is in a photograph. So that's an understanding, perhaps even a standard that we can apply as we're making our own work. Surround yourself with excellence. And I guarantee you, that'll rub off and your work will improve. But it may require specific efforts on your part to find excellence, surround yourself with excellence, bathe in excellence, and don't assume that the pursuit of excellence is the same thing as the pursuit of techniques. Seeing excellent work will teach you about excellence in ways that simply cannot be accomplished by surrounding yourself with less than excellent work.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.